Today's daf is Masechet Pesachim, daf Samach Gimel. We learn in the new Mishnah on today's daf, Amud Aleph, a halacha that one who slaughters the Korban Pesach while they still have chametz in their possession violates a negative commandment. This is based on the pasuk in Shmos, Perek Lamed Dal, pasuk Chavhei, Lo Sishachet al chametz dam zivchi. Person to do the Korban while you still have chametz around, you can't slaughter the Korban Pesach while you still have chametz around. The Gemara has a debate if the chametz needs to be actually with the person who's bringing the Korban Pesach right there in the Azara. That's the specific area, or it's problematic even if it's not with him. So let's try to understand what's happening here. We learned back in the first parak about the prohibition to have chametz in one's possession over Pesach, called Baal Yirah, Baal Yematzeh. What is the relationship between this prohibition and the Korban Pesach? So we will get to it more in depth in a couple of weeks, but in Daf Tzadik Hamad Aleph, we're going to learn a Mishnah that differentiates between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. We know that there were people in the story when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, that there were some people who were not able to participate in the first Pesach because they were still impure and they were waiting to become pure. So there was a second opportunity called Pesach Sheni. 1 month after Pesach came, they were able to fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach, the Chag of Pesach. One of the differences that the Mishnah mentions is that Baal Yirah, Baal Yematzeh, it's only applicable by Pesach Rishon. This idea of ownership of chametz is an issue really only by the first Pesach. So Rav Nevinsel brings a question from the Mishmar HaLevi. He brings it in very interesting in the Iyunim, in the back of the Pesach Haggadah. Rav Nevinsel's Pesach Haggadah is Perushim. So he has a whole section of Iyunim there, and it's on page Kufnan Tes. So he asks, brings in the Mishmar HaLevi, asks why this should be that Baal Yirah, this concept of chametz ownership is a concept disconnected from the Korban Pesach. What does it have to do with the Pesach concept? What does it have to do with the Korban Pesach? The Mishnah maybe should have said on Pesach Rishon, on the first Pesach that we have in the 14th, 15th of Nisan, we have a rule, Lo Sishachet Chametz Al Dam Sivchi. In other words, there's a specific problem to slaughter the Korban Pesach when you still have chametz around, but not on the second Pesach. Why does it say there's no Baal Yirah? So therefore, we can understand the rule of shechting the Korban Pesach. The shechting the Korban Pesach, chametz free, doing it when there's no chametz around, is only a requirement by the first Pesach. Although the prohibition of chametz is a general rule of the Chag of Pesach. So now it all explains that from here we see the din, the whole concept of Lo Sishachet chametz al dam sivchi. Al chametz dam sivchi only applies with chametz that can cause a violation of Baal Yirah. What does this mean? If we could have a situation where the slaughtering of the Korban Pesach, where there is no Baal Yirah on the chametz, there is no violation of ownership of the chametz, then there would be no violation of Lo Sishachet either. A case would be if a Jew is in Yerushalayim bringing the Korban Pesach and he has chametz back in America, where it's not yet 6.5 hours into the day. So we could argue the person is not in violation of Lo Sishachet chametz dam sivchi. Therefore, the Mishnah says, on Pesach Rishon, you violate Baal Yirah. On the first Pesach, you violate the ownership, meaning the Isser, the prohibition, Lo Sishachet Adam Zivchi, kicks in when there is a possible Baal Yirah transgression at hand. And since in the second Pesach, Pesach Sheni, this prohibition of Baal Yirah doesn't apply, therefore there will be no Isser, violation of Lo Sishachet possible either. So Nevitz also brings Yerushalmi Pesachim Dav Kuf Ches. Amid Aleph is a special opinion, Rabbi Huda ben Beseira. He's of the opinion that Korban Pesach could already be brought from the morning of the 14th. So he says that's all fine and good, but there is no shame of Isra Chametz. Isra Chametz really doesn't kick in until the afternoon. On Pimach Shavu, we could finish and say, perhaps we can link the Korban Pesach to the Chametz. What is this connection between when I'm doing the Korban Pesach, I can't have Chametz around? So the Korban Pesach was when Hashem said, you rejected the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. You rejected this God of the Mitzrayim, the sheep, the representation of the symbols of God, of the gods of Mitzrayim. That's why I rescued you, because you rejected all that negativity. And chametz, we know, is associated, especially on the Chag of Pesach, particularly on the Chag of Pesach, with negativity, with the Yetzer Hara. And therefore, the two cannot coexist. So as a result, so comes the Torah and says, when you bring the Korban Pesach, it has to stand alone. It has to be the ultimate Kiddush Hashem of what our Emunah and Hashem alone with the Korban Pesach.